Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Tuesday, the 16th of April. China's official GDP data reported surprising strength for the first quarter with over 5% growth. Because of the way annual averages work, this surprising strength will perhaps unsurprisingly help China to achieve its growth targets for the year. March economic data was not so positive, with weakness in industrial production and retail sales. There needs to be quite a lot of caution in interpreting these specific numbers, as there were fewer working days in March than there were last year, and the effects of ending zero COVID policy gave a surge to demand in March 2023, and that makes year-over-year retail sales comparisons somewhat difficult. The question is, what does this all mean for the rest of the world? The industrial production data might be indicative of the ongoing trend towards spending on fun in preference to spending on goods for global consumers. Certainly, yesterday's US retail sales data showed, amidst a general hedonistic indulgence, a tendency to spend on having fun, with strong restaurant spending, for example, and not spending on the sort of goods that China makes. Durable goods sales were weaker. US industrial production data today offers some additional insights. US manufacturing production is less of a signal than is that of China. China's production is often at the end of supply chains, and its share of global consumer goods manufacture is higher than is that of the United States. The localization of supply chains is a trend, but it's a trend that will take place over a relatively long period, and so should not be looked for in individual production data points. UK labour market data for March has been published. The UK's Office for National Statistics has made it clear that the official numbers are not to be trusted. This does not mean that the UK does a worse job of counting its employment than other countries. It means that the UK's ONS is more public about the inaccuracies of its data. The United States pretends non-farm payrolls data is accurate when it's based off a survey with less than a 50% response rate, for instance. The trends of the UK data are showing a cooling labour market. Vacancy numbers continue to fall, although this is in part due to less labour market churn. Earnings data is somewhat supportive of the consumer, however, in the sense that inflation is slowing by more than nominal earnings, and that gives a boost to consumers' spending power. German March wholesale prices remain in deflation territory, where they've been since last April. It's not really especially surprising. The ZEW Business Sentiment Survey is also adding some noise to the overall economic picture. The European survey evidence has tended to be more pessimistic than economic reality. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.